I don't know if I can do this, Cassandra.
Have strength, princess. It's for the good of the people.
I know that, but still, the idea of marrying a total stranger...
Perhaps he'll be nice.
But you don't know that. He could be awful. He could be perfectly nice to my father, and yet horrible behind closed doors. This entire concept is flawed beyond repair.
I agree, Princess Anastasia, but there's nothing we can do. The king has the final say.
I know.
Come along, princess. We need to be getting down to the main temple for the wedding.
Okay. Anything left to do?
Just this last bit of your dress to tie up, Your Highness.
This way, Your Highness. Your father is getting impatient.
Yes, I'm sure he is. All right, let's go.
Breathe, princess. You will be okay.
I know that.
He'll be good for you. I know he will.
Her Highness, Princess Anastasia.
Good luck, princess.
She looks beautiful.
Wow, they look so good together.
What a pair they'll make.
Hello, Prince Zachariah.
Princess Anastasia, it is a pleasure to meet you.
Yes, a pleasure indeed.
You don't have to lie. I know you're being forced into this just like I am. It's bullshit.
Oh, it's you, isn't it?
What? I'm afraid I don't understand, Princess Anastasia.
Oh, thank the gods. I feel much better now.
Yes. Yes. So do I. So, tell me about yourself, Princess Anastasia.
You already know everything important.
Humor me.
I missed you. I've spent my time riding horses, reading books, and relaxing in the gardens. And what about you? What have you been doing?
Rebelling, mostly. Sneaking out to go on adventures. Yelling at asshole nobles.
Zachariah!
What? It's true. They can be so stuck up.
I'm really glad it was you, Zachariah. I don't know what I would have done with a stranger.
Well, we are strangers, princess. You shouldn't talk like that. The townspeople would think you mad.
We are behind closed doors, my dear.
Still, someone could be listening.
All I'm saying is that this marriage might not be so bad. Not with you around.
Yes, well, I feel the same. But you really ought to be more careful. I mean, your reputation... Oh, Jesus, Casey. Another survivor?
This one is different. Xander...
How? You know my rule. We can't accept every poor soul that wanders our way. This is the goddamn apocalypse. And we have no way of knowing if any of these people are bitten. And we definitely don't have enough food to support them if they aren't.
Just tell him that to his face, please. Be better if he heard it from you than from me.
And why's that?
Because you're in charge around here. He'll accept word from our leader far faster than he'll accept word from a random survivor, I'm sure.
I hate being called the leader.
Well, that's what you are. Now come on, he's waiting at the gates. We should at least give him time to find somewhere else to stay before nightfall.
You're right. Come on.
You won't go away without speaking to someone in charge, Xander.
Says his name is August.
So stupid. The hell do I care what his name is? All right, listen. August, you can't stay here.
Please. I have nowhere else to go. I just need somewhere to stay for a few days.
We don't allow newbies. Ever.
Well, I'm looking for someone. I don't know much about them, but I need to find them. Soon. Could you just let me introduce myself to your camp?
Who are you looking for?
I don't know. I'm sorry. I know that's strange.
Open the gates!
What? Are you serious?
He's serious. Open the gates.
Thank you.
Are we accepting newbies now? Because...
No. Shut up. Alright, so this is where we keep our food supplies, and over there is our medical tent. But if you get bitten, you're out. So don't get bitten, okay?
What's your name?
Xander. And you're August?
Yeah, it suits me, right?
Yeah, it does. Come on, this building is where we sleep. Used to be a hotel, so there are plenty of rooms. Just don't go opening any locked doors. Who knows what could be behind them.
Got it. Where am I sleeping?
Well, where do you want to sleep?
Okay, let me rephrase. Where are you sleeping?
Damn it, August, you shouldn't.
I'll sleep wherever there's a free bed, Xander. No worries.
Right.
There's a horde at the front gates. We need to run over here.
Shit! Do you have a weapon?
A knife, yeah.
No, that's dangerous. Trade me for my bat.
No, I'll be fine.
August!
I'll be fine, I promise.
Whatever. Let's go. Come in.
See? I need help.
What? What? Why?
I just...
No! Fuck! Let me see. You're bitten.
I know.
Damn it. We just found each other. Why? Fuck, you have to go, August. I'm so sorry, but I can't let you endanger everyone here.
I know. I just wanted to say goodbye to you. That's all.
God damn it. God fucking damn it. This isn't fair.
I know, Z.
This happens every fucking time.
Hi, it's Haven, interrupting your regularly scheduled podcast for two reasons. One, to thank you all for your support in our crowdfund. You all helped make this show, and we're all so very proud of it. And two, to introduce my next show, Wanderlust the Musical. Here's the trailer, and then In Every Universe, we'll continue.
My life flashed before my eyes, and it started young.
Do you get it now, Fane? Can you do as you're told, make our family proud?
No, thank you.
Damn it, Fane.
I'm going by Fenella, starting today. I'm ready to take on the pressure and the change. As an adult elf of Ilumsera, I hereby declare. For 18 years, I ventured the world. Passed through the Romdiak Heights, crossed the Red River, braved the Crystal Bog, and I didn't regret leaving. Not for a second. It needs to fly free. It cannot be held in place. Here do you see, to flourish it needs space. What happened to saying no, Finn?
Wanderlust is a 3-act podcast musical featuring a fully voice-acted cast and over 30 original songs. It follows Finny, an elven wizard, as she ventures the world, redefining family with platonic relationships and learning to love herself. We're crowdfunding now at fnd.us/wanderlust.
The clouds are only temporary. Don't go chasing permanence. Despite it all. Live.
So, how'd the date go, Anya?
Poorly.
I warned you that she wasn't for you.
I know, Cadence. God, it's so hard, you know?
You'll find someone. You just haven't yet.
I'm kind of waiting for that perfect person, I guess. Even though I keep telling myself I should get over it, get out there, find someone else, I know that perfect person is out there. And I want to find them. Even if...
Yeah?
Oh, we have a customer. Hello.
Hey. I need some flowers that say, I'm so sorry. Please take me back. I won't yell random letters during sex again.
Right. White roses for humility and peace, yellow tulips for forgiveness, and a single pink carnation to symbolize your remorse. That should do it.
Wow. You know a lot about flowers.
It's my job, silly. Now don't make coming here a habit, okay? The old apology flowers only works once or twice.
Yeah, I won't. Are you... Can I get your name?
Oh, sure. It's Anya. You can ask for me if you need flowers again. But seriously, don't overdo it on the flowers.
You're driving away business, Anya.
Oh, right. I guess more flowers wouldn't hurt.
Yeah, I'll be classy about it. Thanks for the help, Anya.
Oh, God. Oh, God. What if that was... I didn't get her number. I didn't even get her name.
Why? Do you like her?
Oh, hush, Cadence. Just... Let's hope she comes back. They should know how to handle
that. Hey, I need more flowers. Wait, where's Anya?
Oh, she's in the back. I'll get her.
Anya, a customer needs your help.
My help? Why, oh.
Hi.
Hi. Flowers. Do you want flowers?
Yeah, way more flowers.
What did you do this time?
Oh, you know, I fumbled my words.
All right, we can work with that. How about some white hydrangeas and a purple hyacinth?
Yeah, sure. It works for me. Can you tell me about them?
Oh, sure. The hydrangeas, that's these flowers, they symbolize regret, but they also convey humility and vulnerability, knowing you messed up and apologizing for it. And the purple hyacinth is just regret and remorse. In Greek mythology...
Why don't you take this conversation to the restaurant next door? It's about time for your lunch break anyway, Anya.
Well...
No, sorry. I packed a lunch. Here are your flowers. Cadence can ring you up. Good luck.
Anya?
Don't do that, okay?
I just thought...
She has a girlfriend. Someone she's trying to keep. I'm not going to get in the way of that.
And what if she's the perfect person you've been waiting for? What then?
Then... She's trying to move on, Cadence. Just like I was supposed to. She wants to live a normal life with a normal person instead of losing everything as soon as she meets that one perfect person and...
Anya!
Sorry. Sorry, that didn't make any sense, did it? I'm not feeling well.
You should take the rest of the day off. Rest and think things over.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Cadence.
More flowers!
Oh, hi.
Hi, Anya. How are you?
Fine. What did you do this time?
I broke up with her.
What?
I broke up with her. And now I need flowers that mean, I'm sorry, you're my true love, please forgive me.
Right. Okay. Well... White daisies symbolize apologies, new beginnings, but also loyalty. And then we can add a single blue forget-me-not in the middle for regret, but also true love and remembrance.
That sounds perfect.
Yeah. Here. There you go.
Thank you. Now then. Anya, please accept these flowers.
What?
I'm sorry for finding someone else. She never measured up to you. No one could.
See.
I want you. No matter what happens. No matter how long it lasts.
I thought you didn't want me talking about it.
I was wrong. I'm sorry. I remember you. I remember meeting you in all of those past lives. I remember finding you and just knowing it was you. My A.
We're going to lose this. You know how it works. As soon as we find each other, the darkness isn't far off.
Then we'll work together. We'll find out what the darkness is and why it always comes for us. We'll find a way to stop it. To finally have the happy ending that we deserve.
I really want that, Z. I really do.
Then let's do it.
Oh.
Shit, shit! Already?
It's not. You should have stayed with your girlfriend. You were happy.
No, I wasn't. Not as happy as I am now. With you.
Even though we're leaving?
Even though. We'll figure this out, eh? I promise you. We will.
I love you.
I love you too.
So sure, I wanna make decisions that all my friends abhor. I wanna know you're happy, but I cannot afford to handle love so carelessly. A heart like yours.
The band is right through here.
Where are the other people with backstage passes?
They can wait.
Huh?
Don't you want to see Zuri one-on-one?
Well, I want to see the whole band, of course.
Sure. Right this way.
Hey, Caleb. Oh, great, another fan.
I'll leave you two alone.
What, really? Where's Jayla and Reese?
I think you'll want to talk to this fan on your own.
Damn it, you are so cryptic.
I knew it.
Hey, let me guess. I'm just as handsome in person as I look in pictures.
Well, yes.
Oh, you're shy.
Are you this much of a dick to all your fans, Z?
Just the ones that... Wait, what?
What?
Don't call me that. No one's allowed to call me Z. No one...
Hey, it's okay. I'm here.
Fuck! Damn it! Hey! Do you know how annoying it is to constantly lock eyes with someone in the crowd and wonder if it's you only for it to not be?
I'm sure it's tiring.
It is! God, I'm so glad to see you. I was hoping you'd find me.
Of course. I had a feeling as soon as I heard you. I just wasn't sure until I was here.
Why didn't you come sooner?
I had to save up the money to get a backstage ticket.
Oh, you could have contacted me. I would have gotten you the ticket. I would have gotten you anything, eh?
And how was I supposed to contact you? Fan mail? I know you don't read every bit of fan mail you get.
You could have tagged me on social media?
Z.
Yeah, okay. Get it. We need to find some way to be able to find each other.
Yeah, but our names are always different.
Well, we could change our names to something really rare.
It might not stay rare. And besides, I like my names. I always feel like me. Almost always, at least. I don't want to force myself to take a name that doesn't fit me anymore.
Right, that's fair, but... A and Z are just too common. We need some kind of sign.
As soon as I talk to you, sometimes as soon as I see you or hear you, I know who you are. At least by the end of the conversation, I'm sure. We don't need a sign once we've already met. The meeting is the hard part.
God, I know. But it's not like we can just get tattoos saying, I knew you in another lifetime.
Come say hi.